I just sat down at the computer and had one of those crazy weird ideas, looking through some effects to send to my brother Cashy, this random ass music. Shouts out to my brother Crazy Lee, he's the first one that ever showed this shit to me.
But what the hell, boy?
So Lee actually took this and made a hip hop beat with it. And so I was like, I wonder what it would come out like if I was to do the same thing. Then I had another idea, because I was just sitting here noticing the rhythm of this song. I'm gonna try to make a mashup after we get this beat done. I'm still kind of waking up right now. And I'm still sick, so sue me. Got a little Coca-Cola for inspiration. I gotta say Coca-Cola, because niggas think I'm doing coke for real.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
All right, we're ready. First thing is to get this loaded into Reaper. Drifted a little bit, so it's right on beat. Perfect.
Perfect.
J Dilla drum kit. Let's start out with a close hat. That shit sounds like a snare.
Nope.
That's actually perfect. That's kind of similar to the one that Lee used. Man, even with just that hi-hat, it just adds such a groove. Let's get a snare. Good enough, good enough. Oh shit, are we going dance hall right now? Yo. Turn this shit to a whole different type of party.
Pull it.
Now I'ma just copy all these items so that we can make the drums match the length of the sample.
1 eternity later.
I clicked Control S to save the project, but I hadn't given it a name yet. I'm glad I didn't delete that shit. We'll just call this Crazy Lee Shady, because that's kind of the mashup idea that I have in my head. Actually, I ain't even finna show you the whole beat. I'ma just grab the acapella and try to make this shit work. This song is mapped to a BPM. I think the other song is mapped to a digitally perfect BPM. If you look at a lot of old songs and old records and shit, they used to just kind of play to the tempo in their mind. They didn't have like a metronome or a BPM. So you can't always do those records as easily when you're doing mashups. But once you get into like the early 2000s, everything is mapped to a BPM. So once you find the BPM of one thing and the other thing, you don't have to do so much math and like speeding up and slowing down like you used to have to do as a DJ with just like turntables. You can basically just say, copy this track to a different project that's already set to the BPM you want.
That's why they call me Slim Shady. That's why they call me Slim Shady.
So I'm just tempo tapping right now, trying to get the metronome in the right spot. So the first thing we need to do is find the place where the vocal goes.
That's why they call.
I fucked up. Next thing we need to do is split up the hook from the verse. That way we can put the hook in the same key as this beat. So it sounds like he's actually rapping to the beat. To be honest though, he's doing a little bit of like tonal rapping in the verse too. Kind of rapping in the key of the song. So instead of just pitching the hooks, I'll keep this as one item and pitch the whole thing. Then let me just grab all of these items in the beat.
What's my name?
Okay, word. This is about to go so perfect. Here we go. From the top. Let me just put a little something on the master too, to try to balance out the levels. Little waves, C4 compressor. Turn the vocal up a little bit. Let's give it a go.
That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back. That's why they call me Slim Shady.
It's about to get even better when he rap though.
I murder a rhyme, one word at a time. You never heard of a mind, it's perverted, it's mine. You better get rid of that nine, it ain't gonna help. What's it gonna do against the man that strangles himself? I'm waiting for hell, like hell, shit, I'm anxious as hell. Manson, you're safe in that cell, thankful it's jail. I used to be my mommy's little angel at 12. 13, I was putting shells in a gauge on the shelf. I used to get punked and bullied on my block right now. Each individual degenerate's head and regenerate it just to see if he's influenced by me, if he listens to music. And if he feeds into the shit, he's an innocent victim and becomes a puppet on the string of my tennis shoe. My name is Slim Shady. I've been crazy way before radio didn't play me. The sensational, that is the incredible. Wicking him with a bunch of guys stopping out or hiding and dosing it. And that's where I get my name from. That's why they call me.
See, I was gonna change that part where the beat kinda gets out of place, but it turns back around both times. That shit is so tough. This shit came out fire. Yo, even down to the outro, this shit really worked.
From this blunt.
There you have it.